Father God, thank you for allowing us to gather together here today. Set your spirit free amongst us. And let us be free to receive what you have for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. What is sin? No answers? Well, according to the Word of God, sin is falling short of God's standard. God's standard is Adam, as he was created, before he fell, before he disobeyed. Now, I'll use an illustration for sin. If William Tell shot an arrow and fell short and hit his son, would that be sin? Sets of thinking, doesn't it? The word for sin comes from archery. The word hamartia. And it literally means dropping short of the target. So the fact that he hit his son, that's not sin. The dropping short of the target was the sin. Hitting his son was the result of sin. And when we drop short of God's standards, we often receive the results of sin in our lives, the results of falling short of his standards. That's just something for you to think on. Maybe a life changer. Our gospel today talks about the baptism of Jesus. John says he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. In our New Testament reading, we have an instance where people were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now, what does it mean to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? The word used in the Greek, baptizo, literally means to immerse. Now, in the liturgical churches, we don't immerse people so much, but rather sprinkle. But to be immersed in the Holy Spirit, that's to be in a relationship with God, where there's no impediments. I'll use the illustration of a motor. If a motor has no oil, it doesn't run for very long, does it? If a motor has oil, but the oil is not changed and the filter is not changed, that motor will get sick. Because the oil clears the impediments out of the engine and puts it through the filter. And the Holy Spirit in our lives is the sanctifier. He clears out the impediments in our lives, sanctifies us, and puts them through the filter of the cross of Christ. And to be in the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to be staying under the flow of relationship with God and the Holy Spirit, so that we're continually being refreshed, continually being cleansed, continually being renewed in God. Some people will say the baptism of the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. Oh, that may come as a result of it. But that's not the sign of it. Not always. I prayed for a girl 40 years ago to be baptised in the Holy Spirit. She's never spoken in tongues yet. But she received the gift of interpretation. She's never spoken in tongues, but she can interpret. This is God. I knew a man years ago who had a word of knowledge in a particular situation. And it was a word of knowledge from the Holy Spirit. And he went and spoke to the person concerned and dealt with an issue in her life that she'd covered all her, basically since the age of 7. This is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this comes out of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, out of staying in that relationship with God. There's a lot more I could say today, but I think there's a couple of things that are probably worth thinking on and ruminating on and dwelling on and just chewing it over and thinking, now how does this impact my life? What changes can I ask God to make in my life? And what changes can I let him make in my life to free up that renewing of the Holy Spirit on a daily, hourly basis? That's walking with God. Shall we pray? Father, take this word and put it in our hearts, in our souls, in the very depths of our being, that we may bring glory to your name in our lives for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen.